on October 14th, 2013. We will start with attendance. The attendance question this evening is, what will you be doing over fall break? I'll turn it over to our admin director.
Adwa.
Andrew.
I'm going back to
Jessica. Gabe.
I will be buying the new Just Dance games on Friday. I've been playing that before.
Courtney. Rebecca.
I'll be racing at a cross country meet in grass.
Sean.
I'll be doing absolutely nothing.
Sam.
Teach for America.
Katie.
I am going to Aberdeen, South Dakota, watch my boyfriend play hockey, and I'm job shadowing for Children's Hospital.
Nick.
I'm going to enjoy the sights, sounds, and smells of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
We're going to have a bonfire.
Bobby.
Bonfire next to the lake.
Rhett.
I'm going back home, hopefully play some paintball with my buds. So I'm getting withdrawal from paintball.
Peter.
I'm going to watch my best football
team. Mark.
I'm going to the Ohio State. I'm not trying
to. Joe.
I will be here through Saturday playing with my flies in my physiology lab. Then I'll be going home to cut down trees and other chores my parents love
to. Ben.
I will be hopefully playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Hannah.
I'm going up north to celebrate my
3-year
anniversary.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Jordan.
I'll be going back to the farm and helping with the harvest.
Jana.
I'm going to Pennsylvania for power shift.
Logan.
I'll be here doing lots of swimming.
Eric.
Trying to ensure that Navy Medical gets their heads out their asses.
Danny.
I'm going to Purdue University to go see my partner.
Eiler.
I'll be having foot surgery. I'll be hanging out on the couch.
Nate.
I'll be going home to see my family and grab my hockey gear for intramurals.
Adam.
I'll be going to Bemidji, Minnesota, do some hunting and visit friends.
Dan.
I will be working on grad school apps.
Janet.
I will be sleeping.
Pia.
Napping.
David.
Doing an ungodly amount of internship applications.
Matt.
Going to the cabin to relax and get my deer stand ready.
What about you, admin director?
I am going with Jenna to Pittsburgh for power shift.
Sweet. And Jonas?
I'm going to be the thing on call, so anybody who stays here darn well better behave.
Great. Thank you all for your answers to the attendance question. Next, we'll move on to approval of the minutes of October 7th, 2013. Are there any problems or discussions regarding the minutes? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes from October 7th, 2013, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Minutes are approved. We'll move on to community comment. Is there anyone here for community comment? Community comment? No.
New business.
Community comment. Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Co-president Timmons.
I would entertain a motion to amend the agenda to put the nomination of Ms. Huda Ibrahim to the subpoint A of old business.
Senator Burgraff.
I move to make the appointment of...
Go ahead, Senator. Is there a second? Senator Hoppe gets the second. Okay, so we've moved, so we will change the agenda. So we'll start with,
We need to vote. I don't agree with this stuff.
Okay. We don't need discussion.
No.
So, we'll vote on the motion. All in favor of amending the agenda so that subpoint A is for the Ethics Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions. Vote passes. I'll turn it over to our ombudsperson, Henriksen.
Thank you, Chair. My nominee outside waiting room with Bradford. And then I will come in and I present, with the approval of the Senate, my nominee for the Ethics Committee, student at large, Ms. Huda Ibrahim.
To start off, I think there might be a lot of familiar faces in here. I actually am a junior at Exodus right now, a political science major, and I don't know if you guys know this already, but I did serve in the student center 2 years ago as a student representative, and I was on the public relations assignments with me, and then the streets committee. I don't know if some of those committees still exist. I see some of the former members in here right now as well. And if you guys would like to quickly ask me some questions, I'm willing to answer them.
So we'll open the floor for questions and discussion for Ms. Ibrahim. Senator Hoppe?
Last Monday, you had a conflict with the Senate. Since this is a position where you're kind of on call for if we meet Monday, then that can be an issue, but if we meet after Saturday.
No, I actually was not, I don't know who was in charge of contacting me, but I did not receive any notifications or email or anything like that, so that's why we're here.
Okay.
Senator Hare?
Oh, why are you interested in being on the
Well, first of all, I wanted to be involved with Student Senate again, and specifically just the Ethics Committee that I wanted to do, but I found out through Eric that there was opening, so that's something that I wanted to pursue and get back with getting involved with the Ethics Committee.
Are there any other questions? Any other questions for the nominee? Seeing none, I respectfully ask our nominee to leave the room. Thank you. Discussion regarding the student at large nominee for the Ethics Committee. Senator Hare. Senator Vogel.
Could we ask our ombudsman to speak more about the candidates? I would like to specifically hear maybe more about the conversation of like the reliability of the candidates, the different past Senate experience.
I'd first like to state for the record that I was mistaken at our last meeting. In fact, a past speaker did in fact mention that the candidate was censured on the floor 2 years ago, and she was in fact. So for that misremembrance, I do apologize. As for the candidate's, I guess, for intent, the reason behind being a member of the ethics committee for student at large, she feels, for our conversation, she feels that she would be best able to serve the Senate by not necessarily being a member of the Senate, but by being a student at large on a committee. And as she stated already, this is, I guess, in following with what she's already doing, in that she's already on the curriculum committee with the faculty. So that is where her interest lies, and that is, you know, for that reason. During our conversation, it seemed very apparent to me that it was something she was willing to take up and had a great interest in being a member there.
Senator Vogel, you still have the floor.
Oh, I guess when I saw her name being nominated, I just thought about when she was on the Senate. It was right around when I joined, and she didn't have an influence issue. And I guess that's still a concern for me, maybe, but I don't know. I know you kind of reassured us about that, and you know, like, some kind of information. You can see.
I would just like to remind Senate and any and all parties interested that was 2 years ago. Given this fact, it does not take away from the fact that that the candidates did absolutely have an issue with the students 2 years ago while the freshman serving as the sorority representative on Student Senate. However, I feel that as someone who's been given second and third chances throughout life, certain individuals, every individual is entitled to a second chance. She certainly made it apparent to me that she will not allow that to happen again. And I have some interest in her.
Okay. I will be good with this.
Senator Hockey?
I would just like to echo the honorable person's sentiments and also I think the fact that she approached the honorable person's office position and investment definitely shows bring that to you.
Senator Thayer.
Former speaker, or previous speaker, kind of took part of my topic away from me. But anyway, when I first saw the nomination, I kind of raised an eyebrow, in a sense, just because of the history of the nominee. However, the fact that her recommendation, her nomination, comes from down this person who I respect very highly, I think speaks volumes to it. Seeing how he was on the ethics committee at that time and handled the issue as well. So because the nomination is coming from the ombudsperson, I support this nomination.
Senator Kemp?
I believe a lot of growing can happen in an individual in 2 years. I mean, we all grow up throughout the 4 years. She was a freshman when she came in, and as everyone knows, your freshman year can be kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should hold her attendance against her, and as someone who knows the nominee personally, she has a very strong voice, and I think that she'd be, like, a good person to be on the Senate, the Ethics Committee. And I mean, it's only, ethics doesn't need that often, correct? Correct. So it's not like we're asking her to be at every Monday meeting. So I think attendance should not be something that we should be worried about.
Senator Thrash?
A question for the ombudsperson. She's currently serving on another committee, correct? Has that committee met? Has her attendance been an issue there?
I have no information.
Does anyone have that information?
It's a faculty committee, so.
Oh,
yeah, so I don't know that anyone's here. But no. That's a good question. I just don't know that anyone's here.
Ombudsperson.
To go off what a previous speaker mentioned, yes. I was involved in pure irony. In fact, I was the individual who censured the candidate. So I did definitely take my time in thinking about this, and I do appreciate the sentiments which have been put forward by certain parties this evening. They're certainly appreciated. That's fine.
Is there any other discussion regarding the nominee? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving Ms. Huda Ibrahim as the student at large to the Ethics Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions?
Aye.
Vote passes. Thank you. You've been selected to serve, or you've been approved to serve on the Ethics Committee as a student at large.
Okay, thank you. All of you guys for taking time to discuss it. I think I now is the time when I leave, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're free to go.
You guys have a great night.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll continue on with the rest of our written out agenda. We'll move on to the dive renovation, and I'll hand that over to my co-president.
So, at the board trustees meeting, we addressed the issue of the dive and the possibility of renovation. Afterwards, we were approached by a board member who discussed the possibility of it becoming his class reunion's gift to the school. It's not a renovation, I should clarify, do not get excited. More of a restoration, more of a facelift type scenario. We brought this up with President Oli in a meeting, and he wants to meet with Jonas, the two of us, and sit down and talk about all possible options, what is realistic, what avenue should we pursue, and how should we move forward. So, at the moment, it's sort of in limbo as we're heading into fall break, but that meeting is going to be scheduled for the near future. And when we have some more options and have some more avenues through which we can pursue different ideas, we'll gladly report back to Senate. But I'm certainly open to take any questions that any senator would have at this time.
The floor is open for questions.
Or Senate members, I should say.
Senator McGrath.
So are we talking like restoration over renovation, like instead of? At this point?
So, this one board member thought that a restoration was an idea. I am hesitant to pursue that option, but we will look into that option and see what that looks like, and we'll discuss that more with President Oli and Jonas.
Any other questions for the co-presidents? Questions? Questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the hate crime resolution. If I could have our tech director pull that up for us.
Oh, sure.
Or, yes.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So, as you know, there was a hate crime that occurred on campus the weekend of October 4th. As Student Senate, as Cabinet, and as co-presidents, we decided that it would only be appropriate for us to release a resolution regarding the hate crime. Hopefully you all had a chance to look at it before the meeting. I did send it out. And now I will open the floor. Would you like to say anything before I open the floor?
So, yes, we've talked about resolutions in the past just a little bit. Resolutions are a statement made by the Student Senate that goes out to the community as a whole, saying our position on something, or our plan, our thoughts, our feelings. This is the resolution that has been drawn up, but is on the floor of Senate and can be changed, discussed, and addressed in any way, shape, or form that any person sees fit.
So, should I read it real quick? No? Okay. I will open the floor to discussion regarding the hate crime. Ombudsperson Hendrickson.
Could I see the resolution again?
Sure.
All in all, I truly like this document. I think that it sufficiently states that we are in opposition as a body to what happened on this campus. It is intolerable, it will not be tolerated, and it cannot in the future be allowed to take place. That said, I would encourage a member of Senate to take a look at the line that begins with the word encourages, and to look at the language when it says stop being bystanders during acts of hate and bias. That language, in my opinion, is out of place for this resolution. And I would strongly recommend that a senator attempt to change that, not necessarily on the floor, but through conversation and through consultation. I yield.
Senator Hare.
I was just wondering, was it the weekend of October 4th or was it September 30th? Or am I just confused in terms of the date? Wasn't it the weekend of homecoming?
Okay. Which was October.
Okay, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 4th
was.
Because
Nobel was like.
Because Nobel was
first and
second.
I wrote an article about
the future. Well, you're free to entertain a motion or make a motion.
I don't have the article. I thought it was a different.
And it would be a friendly.
You may make a friendly amendment to the document.
I don't know what.
So,
I guess I would ask how you mean by like the weekend. Would you start with like Saturday?
The weekend of September. I don't know what that date would be.
September 28th.
September 28th.
27th.
Twice. Let me check.
Okay, I amend that it reads September 28th in place of October 4th.
Is there a second? Andrew Berkey, or Senator Berkey gets the second. Yeah. So since that was a friendly motion, that'll just happen. Yeah. So we can just all.
Maybe it alters that.
What?
You're in control of the document.
Oh, well.
Senator Hare, are you
yes.
Finished? Senator Burgraff.
Thank you. First, I have a question for what do you mean by consultation and conversation to change it instead of on the floor?
I strongly recommend that changes of a given nature, changes whereby multiple words are changed around, phrasing, so on and so forth, sentences, not be changed on the floor as they do take quite a bit of time, and certain individuals will never like the way it sounds, da-da-da-da. I would recommend that this actually be done in private consultation outside of Senate hours. It's certainly noble for an individual to raise this as an issue, but I would recommend that it not be done on the floor, and rather that an updated version of this, after consultation with the co-presidents, should be presented next Monday for approval.
So you would recommend tabling the motion until the next meeting after the consultation has occurred?
I would.
So moved.
Senator Vogel gets a second. Is there any discussion? Discussion on the motion to table the resolution to next Monday. Senator Vogel?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, extend a second that I also had an issue with this line when I was reading through it. I thought it was kind of accusatory of the entire community. I didn't necessarily know the sentiments behind it, and I thought it could use a little bit better, different wording maybe. So I'd like to just hold off on this. Unfortunately, it's already gone a little bit overdue, I feel like. It's been a while now, but it's worth it just so we get the proper language down.
Senator Hare.
Is it possible for us to continue discussing the rest of
No, the motion would have to fail. Senator, are you finished? Senator Thayer.
I just like to point out that next Monday is actually read days and we will be in session. So if I could friendly, I don't know if that's an option, but friendly it to the next full Senate meeting. Table to the next full Senate meeting. 2 Mondays.
You're making a friendly amendment to the motion.
I think so.
Point of information. That's
hold on.
Order.
Order.
The way the motion was phrased was until the next Senate meeting.
Okay. There you go.
Jonas.
I actually would encourage you not to table this, but to slug it out here on the Senate floor and get this done and over with. Not that I don't respect the process of talking things somewhere through somewhere else, but I feel like you've already gotten so far away from the event that, you know, like, you are too much further away from the event than your resolution, I mean, doesn't mean so much. Just my 2 cents.
Senator Albrecht?
And by the
is there any other discussion regarding the motion to table until the next Senate meeting? Any other discussion on the motion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of tabling the document until the next Senate meeting, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Vote fails. We'll return to the speakers list under the hate crime resolution. Senator Thayer.
I like to friendly the Stavis Student Senate to read in its official name, the Stavis Adolphus College Student Senate.
Is there a second on the friendly amendment? Senator Rasmussen gets the second. Is that all, Senator Thayer? Senator Thrash.
I feel like the word "senator" is inappropriate in this context. I don't believe it was. This was a heinous crime, to be sure, but I don't think it was a violent crime. I don't think there was any intent to kill anyone. So I
make a motion.
Oh. I move to change the word "survivor" to "victim" in the motion.
Is there a second? Senator Ciotta seconds the motion to I think that was okay. Senator Thrash, was that a friendly motion or was that a real motion? That was a real motion.
That's a real motion.
Correct. So Senator Ciotta had the second. Discussion on the motion. The motion to change the word survivor to Senator Thrash, victim?
Victim, correct.
Senator Burgraff.
So this is an issue that I take really great heart in, is the word of victim versus survivor. My familiarity with it is almost solely in like rape cases, but when you say victim, you're putting the power in the person who did the act against the person. You're not thinking of the person and what they've been through. You're thinking of the person that made them the victim. What you want to do is make the person a survivor. They've been through this, whether their life was threatened or not. When a woman's raped, it's not like the person's trying to kill her, but she's still a survivor because she's been through it. So I feel like survivor is, that's the word we want to use. We don't want to use victim because that makes the person less than, that they did something wrong almost, is what it, in my mind, that something happened to them rather than them getting through something.
Senator Ciotta.
After hearing those sentiments, I still feel that victim it would be the right word or should be the right word used here because I just don't think survivor sounds strong enough, especially to a crime like this. I think victim is, I guess, better by showing that he was the one, like, he's the only one, and yeah, so I think victim should say.
Senator Rasmussen.
How are you?
Senator Switchenberg.
I don't understand how the Senate, like, can, like, talk.
talk about changing the words. If, I mean, we can't even, you guys can't disclose what happened. I mean, I'm not familiar with the incident in full. So changing the word, I guess, isn't like my jurisdiction at all because I don't know what happened.
Is that a question directed to us?
I mean,
or
you guys can talk about it, correct? Or like, even like base, like basis, like what happened?
Jermaine,
okay.
One, and I think if you read the resolution, we're trying to also talk about hatred and bias as a whole, as an entity, and not, this portion is dealing with the specifics of the incident, and we are and this is a response to the incident, but it's also a response to hatred and bias in all of its forms everywhere, especially here at Gustavus.
Okay, so
I'd say try to use that frame.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is then I don't think that we should change the wording of the resolution because we don't know all the details.
Senator Hinnenkamp.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo the sentence of a previous senator and say that not only does changing the word to victim to me seems a bit less than they deserve, but also the idea that we're also conveying the fact that this is a serious crime and that survivor, in my opinion, conveys that more than victim does. And so as a student senate, I feel like we should give this person the respect they deserve with just that wording.
Senator Hoppe.
I know.
Senator Nigro.
I think they're both great words, and I think it's a silly discussion with them because they're both very, very valid words. You could use either, I think, in a legal situation or in discussion of this incident, and I think neither are appropriate. So I think just vote your conscience, and let's move on to bigger and better things than a single word change.
Senator Rasmussen.
Just a question for the chair. This is a resolution that we technically made as a Senate, correct? Or is this something that somebody outside of Senate made and then we are just approving to send out to the student body?
It's all yours. Yes.
So we created this, everything about it.
It came technically from committee.
Yes,
so,
but it is Senate word that we have created.
Yes. Any other discussion regarding the motion to change survivor to victim? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of changing the word survivor to victim, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Division. So when I... Okay. All in favor of changing the word survivor to victim, please raise your placards. Yeah. Raise them high, please. Okay, thank you. All opposed of changing the word survivor to victim, please raise your placards high. Any abstentions? Four abstentions?
Just defeated 11-5.
The vote fails. Back to the discussion on the hate crime resolution. Senator Hoppe.
I would like to make a friendly amendment to Alliance's encouraging the state community to stop being bystanders and react to pain change to after the state's community agreed to stand up against acts of hate and bias.
Is there a second for the friendly?
That's not a friendly.
Is there a second? Senator Nigro, second. So, the motion on the table, can you please say one more time?
Stand up against acts of hate and bias and come after the Gustavus community, right after.
So you would strike to stop being bystanders during?
To stand up against acts of hate and bias after that.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Everything
strike those words.
There you go.
I'm striking.
Striking to stop being bystanders during. Sorry, I'm not
so,
making a motion.
Can you, like, write those words?
Sure.
To stop being bystanders. And then in front of it, put to stand up against. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did I get a second? Yes. Senator Nigel had a second. Is there discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. We will strike to stop being bystanders during and replace it with to stand up against. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions?
Aye.
Motion passes. We'll move back to the speakers list. Senator Rasmussen.
You.
Senator Burgraff.
You.
Is there any other discussion regarding the hate crime resolution? Senator Nigro.
So I'm not sure how I would like to edit this, but I have difficulty with the words Gustavus community. I think that's kind of a vague term, and I don't really know, like, what sets our community, what defines our community, like, how are we defining what, like, the Gustavus community is, / I think we can all agree that hate and bias crimes are, like, inappropriate in any community, and so I don't really have an amendment, unless someone has something else they have in mind, I will just let my thoughts ruminate.
Senator Vogel.
Okay, so my thoughts are, with the whole community speak, I was kind of inspired for you at some point. I want to know where that huge list of supports the all of those people came from, that list in specific, because that pretty much defines, I mean, that I feel like it could leave out a lot of other things. Sure.
So this list is derived from the chapel service or Sabbath day, as well as the town hall forum regarding this issue, the hate crime. And these offices were instrumental in organizing and creating a space to grieve and to further talk about these hateful acts and how to proceed as a community.
Okay. I'm also okay with the Gustavus community language. I think it pretty much says it all. It's kind of where it happened and who's involved. So, and it's addressing, it's like submitted to the Gustavus community, so if we're referring to it as the Gustavus community, we should just keep it like that.
Senator Afra?
Can I make an amendment to striking community and on campus, right? Because then that specifies where we want it to happen, to not happen.
Where would you like to do that? Throughout the entire, which community?
I want the encouragement that stays.
Is there a second on the motion to change the word Gustavus community to Gustavus campus? Senator Patton, give a second. Any discussion regarding the motion? Senator Thayer.
I actually like Gustavus community because not technically, well, actually, yeah, probably technically. Community was, refers to faculty, staff, and students, whereas campus refers to on-campus, really, the campus of Gustavus. And we as a student senate represent students both here and abroad. And by saying campus, we're leaving out our constituents abroad. So speaking for my constituents that are abroad, some in Scotland, some in other places, I would like to create a Gustavus community in place and frown upon passing this amendment.
Senator Rasmussen.
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say. Said I yield.
Senator Diversity Chair Richardson.
In agreement to what he's saying, campus refers to a location. I'd rather address people than a place.
Is there any other discussion regarding the motion to change Gustavus Community to Gustavus Campus? Any other discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of changing Gustavus Community to Gustavus Campus, please signify by saying aye. All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion fails. We'll return to the speakers list of the hate crime resolution. Senator Hare.
Okay, so I really like this resolution. I just had a question about the final line, which uses the word disable hate and bias. I would just like to know, like, the thought that went into discussing that sentence and use of that word.
Yeah, so when I wrote this line, we kind of thought of hate and bias as a sort of system that's perpetuated not only like in our community but also in a larger society. And to disable those perceptions of others, instead of, I personally don't believe that we can truly eliminate hate and bias. You can't tell someone what to think. You can't tell someone what to do. But disabling it implies that we can always be working towards bettering those hateful and biased perceptions of others. Does that help?
Yeah, I guess just personally, I would like something more like positive, like encouraging, like acceptance and, like, I guess, an appreciation for diversity rather than, like, disabling hate and bias. But that's just a personal perspective on that issue. So,
Senator Thrash. Oh, Senator Diversity Chair Richardson.
I think that those are two different things, personally. And it might be valuable to address encouraging acceptance of diversity, but I think that it's important to address exactly what this values as well. I yield.
Senator Thrash.
I'd like to make it friendly to decapitalize community in the last, or the third to the last and the last line.
There's other communities in here too. I think there's one in supports. Would you like to friendly that one?
Yes.
Is there a second for the friendly to lowercase all the communities? Senator Hare gets a second. So, is there any other discussion regarding the hate crime resolution? Any other discussion?
Can I ask just why? Maybe I'm just not good with grammar, but I really want to know why community isn't capitalized, because I don't capitalize it.
I don't think it's a proper noun.
It's like six.
Because
it's talking about people, I guess, so.
In the past, we drafted this according to past resolutions, which capitalized community. So, but that's the only reason why we capitalized it.
Shall we also decapitalize the submitted to community? Slack and friendly that first line of community, so it's all around change.
There's a friendly to lowercase the community in the second line. The second goes to Senator Thrash. So moved. Is there any other discussion regarding the resolution? Discussion? Yes.
I guess I would entertain a motion to change disable in the very last line to a word such as impede or cease, perhaps, if you're feeling adventurous.
Is there any other discussion regarding the resolution? Discussion. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the resolution. All in favor of approving the hate crime resolution,
I think
did you dismiss what was happening?
Yeah, I thought he
might. She didn't realize that Eric couldn't make the motion.
We'll call it three times.
Yes, so I called the vote, so we're going to move to a vote now. All in favor of approving the hate crime resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Abstentions?
Aye.
Motion passes. Resolution passes. Okay, we'll move on to our next form of new old business with Finance Committee, and I'll turn it over to our Finance Director, Montez Osorio.
Thank you. So me and my beloved controller went through applications, and we have the four senator nominees, so I'm going to ask the nominees to stand, and then me and Eric will answer any discussion we have, but I'll give Senator nominee Anabolo. Senator Jessica Lewis, nominee Senator Sam, and Senator nominee Senator Peter Summers. And then I'll give them a chance to speak. We'll start.
I'll go first. Cool. I was on Finance Committee last spring semester. Pretty much loved it since I first went through the finance process. I'm really excited about finance. I love getting other people excited about finance. And I think that it's not easy to make the tough choices, but it can be easier if you're excited about it. So I hope that you accept me on the committee because I love it.
My name is Jessica. I'm a firm representative. I served last year in Student Senate in the spring semester as Warrants Representative, and I was really interested in the finance process and had a lot of opinions, so I felt like that it would save everyone's time if I just got those all out in committee. And I think it'd be interesting also to have that perspective. And you all can talk about things.
I'm Sam Hoppe. I'm the sophomore representative. This will be my third year in Senate. I've never been the finance committee, but this year, after much debate about whether or not I want to have an April month or not, I decided to actually go for it. I want to be part of the conversation earlier. I think that the conversation in the finance committee is something that is very important, and so I want to use my skills to serve both Senate and the body of the committee. Well, the student body. There. All right, that's my
spiel. I'm Peter Salmas, and I also have not been part of the finance committee before, so I guess I'm fresh meat. And I've been pretty involved in a couple different groups on campus. We had to go through like applying for funds from student senate and stuff, so I kind of understand how the process goes. But other than that, I'm nice to get to know the whole process more fully, and I think it's a big part of what we do. And I'm looking forward to student involvement process.
I will now open the floor for discussion or questions for either the finance director or any of the nominees or the controller. Are there any questions? Discussion. Senator Thayer.
This will be directed to all the nominees, but it'll be a general question as to how strict do you think this finance committee and Senate should follow the finance guidelines? If you'd like to answer, Gordon, that's fine.
Sure, I can answer because I don't know if anybody else will or not. can I do that? Because I just started answering. Okay. I feel like guidelines are there for a reason, and it's to stay consistent. But I also recognize the need sometimes, and that maybe the guidelines are maybe not updated, or some things happen, and people need more money that would break by law. So it happens. I do feel that being consistent is really important, though.
Enjoying consistency. I'd like to echo what Senator Bowler said. Guidelines are there for a reason, and it's pretty important stuff, how they allocate money. But also, I don't think that you can take each individual case and like generalize them, and that maybe some special exceptions.
I was just going to say that the process for writing the bylaw is there for reasons for exemplary situations. But I also agree with Senator, or previous speaker, that there is a need to stay consistent. As much as I wish there wasn't limited funds and we could just fund everyone, that there is a need to stay consistent in the future.
I'll plan to speak. I share my other finance committee members' sentiments in that we need to operate in a way that abides by our rules. At the same time, there are situations where we also have to abide by a sense of fairness and justice in terms of we as finance committee members have to be fair in our dealings with the city government. So at times, yes, we do have to unfortunately break our bylaws.
And this is again directed to all the non-members, keep it easy, but how do you feel about food and money allocations? Funding food or meals at events?
Sure. I feel like that is a huge conversation we're going to have at the beginning of the year in committee. That is what I feel about it. It's got to be talked about and addressed before it all starts.
So I'm going to say, like, the nitty-gritty of what I actually think. Last year, it seemed like we funded a lot of cultural organizations, or this previous Senate body funded a lot of cultural organizations that had food-related events that I wholeheartedly support. I also agree with, like, having food as just, like, an added bonus to get people there isn't something that Senate should fund, but we shouldn't impede people learning about other people's cultures with the aspect of food there. I love the idea of food as a part of another, of, like, an added event. Like, it's like, for example, it was a really big discussion with Africa Night last year, and I had a lot of opinions about that, and I feel like we should fund things like that for food as that are part of cultural events. That's my opinion that will be discussed in the committee too.
As previous senator just stated, I guess individual cases.
And then you gotta tell the nominees. Do you think there should be a conversation about possibly funding club sport coaches now that they're required for some sports?
I have a giant opinion on this. As a member of women's rugby, we're now required to have a coach due to the potential violent nature of our sport. So, in my opinion, since we're forcing someone to come to Gustavus from Mankato every day to practice with us and come to our games on Saturday and come to our tournaments, which sometimes last multiple days in cities as far away as Lincoln, Nebraska, that we should have some way to pay them. That's my opinion, and I'm open to talking with the committee about it, but that's how I feel.
I haven't thought through this much. I really have an opinion, but I always like to say it allows us to hash out some of the confusion and some of the stuff. So I'm wondering about that in the future.
I'd also like to talk about it. I think that since the Gustavus rules change and different requirements change, we have to adapt, and it's just going to be a necessary part of our discussion. So, open to it.
Senator Hare?
I have a question directed towards Senator Cole. Were there any cases last year where you had to take guidance? Or
was one of our bylaws last year?
Yeah, just wondering what the bylaws were.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much break bylaws, not all the time, but like every year it just happens. We don't take it lightly. It's something that, like, it's 2/3 vote to override a bylaw, so it's in the guidelines that we don't want to break bylaws, but we come across it. I can't think of any specific ones off the top of my head, sorry, but.
Is there any other discussion regarding the nominees? Discussion. Seeing none, I respectfully ask all four nominees to please exit the room. I will now open the floor for discussion regarding the nominees. Yes, finance director.
So as you can see, our four nominees have different perspectives on the issue. We decided to go with different experience. For example, our nominee Vogel has experience for 2 full years, up to our new nominee Peter Slager.
Selmes.
So we want to have a wide range of majors, as you remember. Our two senators, our two student at large, are management majors. Anna Vogel is political science communication. We have philosophy, biochem chemistry, as well as art and history. Yep. So it's a wide range. These individuals, as well, serve our student organizations. It's a very good perspective to have on the finance committee.
Is there any other discussion regarding the nominees? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote to approve all four nominees.
I'd ask that they be individualistic votes, please.
Then we will move to individual nominee voting. We will start with all in favor of approving the nominee Peter Selmes to the Finance Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Nominee approved. All in favor of approving nominee Hannah Vogel to the position, to a senator position on the Finance Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Nominee approved. All in favor of approving nominee Jessica Burgraff, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Nominee approved. All in favor of approving nominee Sam Hoppe, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Nominee approved. You all have been approved. Congratulations. So congratulations, you all have been approved to serve on the Finance Committee this year. Seeing that we are done with the Finance Committee, is there any other old business? Co-President Timmons.
The USA Today business, I just received correspondence from our person whom we coordinate with. What?
Our USA Today representative.
Wonderful. Our USA Today representative, and to move forward, she would like a date. So I would place, I can't make a motion, if a senator so chose to bring it up at this meeting, they so could. You would like to?
Okay, we're still talking.
Yeah, I am. And I don't think it's appropriate. I think it will be easiest for Senate to decide this rather than for us to decide this, the date. But I'm not going to entertain a motion. I'm just going to put that before Senate, and if Senate chooses to do something with it, they can. It'll come up again. But we're talking November, late October, then the next time we could bring this up. So that's what I say.
Senator Nigro.
I would ask the co-president if he has any day of the week that he has any preference in. Can you give me some?
I would say a Monday morning. Why not start off the week?
Oh, And I was also asking, what week frame are you looking at?
I would say November the 4th looks dandy because it's far enough away from midterms and far enough away from finals.
I move. We deliver the USA Today around the freshman dorms.
All
residential dorms on November, whatever President Timmons said. 4th? No, that's a. November 4th.
2013.
In the year of our Lord.
Is there a second on the motion? Senator Harris, the second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Discussion? Senator Burgraff.
Question. Are there representatives for every dorm right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on the motion? Senator Wilkes.
Is this mandatory for senators? Like, ask a question to deliver?
Would you yield to Senator Nigro?
Yes.
It's impossible to make things mandatory for us, but if we do this, then we should do it. So this is all us saying, hey, I'll do this. But there's no enforcement
mechanism.
It's just sort of an
honor system.
Because that date does not work well. Are you finished, Senator?
Yes, I am.
Senator Thayer.
I would like to bring up the crazy idea of charging it to our PR chair to send out a doodle or a survey to the Senate body such that we can go back and look at our schedules to find a date that works well with us. Find the time the majority of us can pick a date.
Jermaine?
It's Jermaine.
Well, what you're doing is you're saying I encourage you to vote against the motion on the floor. That might be helpful.
I like to throw those words. I encourage this to be struck down because I do not like the way it stands as is because we don't have any knowledge other than the board currently.
Senator Hare.
I guess I encourage people who think that they will not be able to deliver on-campus to consider off-campus representatives as possible substitutes to deliver in their dorms. As an off-campus representative, I would say that I would substitute to deliver.
Senator Rasmussen.
I see a lot of faces in here. I guarantee we are never going to find a date that will allow every single person to be able to do the newspapers. So picking a date and using it with as many people as we can get that morning, I think works best, so I hope this goes through.
Diversity Chair Richardson.
Along with whatever we're saying, Kevin can also help fill in where senators are unable to deliver them.
Controller Best.
I'd like to add that I believe this occurs at 6 in the morning. So aside from sleeping, or if you're like me and you're going to the Lund to go run at 6 in the morning, I don't see how this would necessarily be a conflict for a lot of people at that time.
Senator Coffey.
Well, I think we'll never come to a consensus on the actual date. I think that it still would be a good idea to send up a rule just that way we can know which of the most amount of centers we can have at a certain date.
Senator Kemp.
I for one don't think we need a doodle, and I know that there are people in dorms who are not dorm representatives, but they are other senators, would probably be able to help out if you as a dorm representative cannot do it. For example, a sophomore class representative lives in my dorm, and I'm sure he would be willing to help out. So, think about the senators that live with you, and we will all figure it out. I encourage you all to vote this, just so we can move this motion forward. With that, can I call a question?
Yes.
Thank you.
The question has been called. Hannah Senator Offright seconds.
Vote on calling the question.
Yeah. We'll now vote to call the question. This needs a two-thirds majority vote. All in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? The question has been called. We'll move to the vote to, we'll move to the motion is to deliver papers on November 4th, 2013. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion passes. We'll return to the speaker list. Senator Kemp.
I have nothing to say.
Senator Thayer.
Yep.
Any other old business? Old business? Is there any other old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. So our first item on the agenda for new business is the meal plan requirement, and I'll have Robbie Bragg introduce himself and talk a little bit about what he has for us today.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I'm just going to use my email.
Okay, sounds good. What did I email you? Gmail?
You can save this.
Oh, you can save this.
I'm here today to talk about the issue of the meal plan and how it's required for anyone who lives on campus, specifically first years and second years, because that's more common, the people who live on campus. I have a presentation that I'll be showing, and then after, I can open it up for questions. So, I'm a little sick. My name is Robbie Bragg. I'm a first year on campus, and I a little bit about me. I'm interested in computer science, anthropology, sociology, and many other things as well, specifically how things and how institutions function, how finances are, you know, allotted, and the politics of it. And so this summer, I was thinking, you know, how am I going to pay for college? College is a huge financial undertaking with loans that go for years and years and years, and you have to pay off. I was saying, how can I help my parents, who aren't the most financially secure, help them pay for college? And I was thinking, well, maybe I could, you know, figure out a way to aliment, to feed myself, and not have to pay that $2,500 for the meal plan. And I started in the middle of summer emailing the heads of all the departments that were applicable. I emailed President Oli. I emailed Doug Minter. Doug Minter is the another head of the department, Steve Shelgren, Dean of Financial Services. And I tried to get the ball rolling in order to opt out of the meal plan because it is required and to figure out why it is required. Okay. I'll just scroll on down.
I can.
Yeah?
Should be just. Oh, I guess not.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm messing this up.
Sorry. So, as many of you know, there are three plans that are not, it's not pay as you go, of course you know this. And the minimum is $2,500 a year, $3,000 a year, and $3,500 a year. And my question was, why are we required to pay this up front? And after meeting with Steve Shelgren, he's the head of, you know, he does all the finances within the Department of Food and Food Services. And he says that because it's a budgeting thing, I mean, they have to know that they're going to have X amount of dollars for, or, you know, a certain amount of food to give to all the students. And so I get this. But as I'll show him later in my presentation, yeah, you can move on. I showed that it wasn't necessary to use the meal plan. So this is statements of my September and my October funds, and as you can see, I haven't used a dime of any of it. I didn't use a single swipe, and I have all my money left in the account. And so I go to Steve. I go, Steve, you see, I don't use any of my money. What am I paying for? What is this money going towards? And he says, oh, you can donate it to Gustavus, to whatever organization you want to. And I said, yeah, thank you, but I feel like this money, I should have this money to put towards this tuition that I worked so hard for, to put towards all these things that are very difficult to pay for the loans, et cetera, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, no problem.
And so what I do is I eat off the trays. Every day I've eaten off of the trays because there's a vast amount of food there. And this is, you know, this is my typical thing. I go and I get my thing, my food, put it in my my Tupperware thing, and I have a microwave and a fridge in the dorm and in my dorm, and you know, that's how I eat. If you can move.
Mm-hmm.
And so alternatives, right? I eat off the trays, and I haven't used any money. I go to the co-op, and there's a lot of excess food. I mean, it surprises me that people don't know this, but we're here to educate. So I get free food from the co-op that is actually going towards the garbage. And they give it to me. It's going to the garbage. It's a lot of the times it's for purely aesthetic reasons. So it'll be sell by, you know, October 10th, which is today. But you know, if you buy something that says like sell by October 10th, you're still going to eat it. You're not going to just throw it away or anything. So this food is perfectly edible and nutritious. And so, side thing, just to let you know, I'm trying to start a partnership with the St. Peter Food Shelf, which is just off of Broadway. And because I see this problem. It's not just about me, you know, getting or opting out of the meal plan and not having to pay. It's about trying to solve this problem in the community instead of being reactive, being proactive. And so I want this food that's perfectly edible to go towards people who can use it. So that's something else. As you can see, the meal plan, I mean, the prices in the CAF are higher than what you usually pay in a store. The question is why I had. So I talked to Steve Shelgren, and in your meal account, you are paying, of that $2,500 that I pay, 60% of that is actually to the labor. It's not to the food. So these labor costs, the people that are washing dishes, that are making the food, that help us every day, the prices are in the food, so that's why it's more expensive. And 40%, so the other chunk, the 40% is purely food, if you've been along. Mm-hmm. As you can see there, the split, the 60-40 split. Other reasons why we have to pay is, or the reasons they say we don't have to pay is because there's not adequate space for cooking. But as I've clearly showed that I use a fridge and a microwave in my dorm room, and that's all I need. There's a microwave in the Courtyard Cafe. There's a microwave in the basement of Pittman. And what else was I going to say? And so back to the 60-40 split quick. So I asked Steve, I go, okay, Steve, well then if I have to pay for that labor cost, why can't we just give an option of paying or incorporating the tuition instead of, you know, hiding fees? And he didn't give me a response. So the other reason is because of budgeting, I alluded to, is that they say that they need to know, you know, in order to support this dining service that is, it's up there as far as quality goes, you know, we pay for this, obviously. And so they have to budget in order to know how much money they need for the year, if you can move on. Every night, the CAF, they throw away a lot of food. A lot of this, if you all know, there's a composter now. And so a lot of this food, which I'll show you some pictures of the composter later, it doesn't actually go to the composter, unfortunately, and that's just us. in educating other people that there exists a composter, that we can do our share as, you know, just individuals to help out. And so this is just a picture that every night at 11 o'clock, there's usually two boxes of pizza that no one eats and, you know, gets thrown away or gets composted at least. If you can move on. This is a 400-500 pound recycling bin. And so each day, if you can move on to, each day, this is what we're looking at, this gets filled with food three to four times a day. So do the math, that's every day we're wasting that much food. And so what I'm doing is I'm trying to do my little part, you know. If we all pitch in, we can all do our little part, and that's what I'm trying to do. And so I'm trying to stop that waste and do something more proactive. If you can move on. I had very nice conversations with Administrator Steve Shelgren, who is a very open-minded, and he responded to me well. Try to help me out, sorry. And he put me on the kitchen cabinet. It's every month we meet and we talk about food-related issues, if you move on. And then he goes, well, Robbie, I'm sorry, but this isn't my jurisdiction. You need to go to my boss. And his boss is Ken Westfall, sorry, the Vice President of Finance and Treasury and Finance. And I had a kind of an abrasive conversation in which he says, and I apologize for this, and he says that, well, Robbie, I can't do anything about this either. And I go, again, really? And then he goes, well, you have to meet with my boss. And so if you go on, I met with President Oli. And President Oli, circumnavigating the question, he said that you knew this coming into our community, and if you don't like the rules in my community, you can leave. And I have a recording of this. And, yeah, so if you can move on. President Oli says, well, this isn't my jurisdiction, so you need to go meet with the head of me. So I met with the Board of Trustees, and it seems as if you guys have met and have an issue with them too. And, you know, I thought maybe this is an issue of finance because Davis wants more money. It's an institution. It's a business. Maybe it does. And so then it's interesting to juxtapose the issue of, hey, I'm one person asking to opt out of the meal plan, but yet they're approving things for the dive and they're approving this. I'm not passing judgment on that. I'm just, you know, juxtapose those two. You move on. So in conclusion, my fellow students, I ask for your support, because I've been trying to do this by myself since the middle of summer, and it is tolling. To do this on top of trying to pay for education, on top of trying to stay on top of my classes, I really question the integrity of Gustavus. You know, make your life count, right? Trademarked. I feel like this is me doing my part, and I'm asking you if you would support and represent me, at least, if not for like the abolishment of requiring the meal plan, just me, like one person, and, you know, trying, just I'm asking for your help. So if you can move on. And so here's my contact info. I'll ask questions now, and I understand if you don't think of something now, you can, you know, it's not like the forum's closed. You can email me, we can talk. So yeah, I'll open up the questions. I'm going to add in questions.
I'll open up the floor for questions.
So you got it? Yeah.
Senator Ciotta.
Well, first off, I agree with most of what you're saying. One thing that I will say, though, I do work in a pizzeria, and I take most of those night shifts. And when I first started, I've worked 3 years in the pizzeria, and I've always pretty much had that night shift. And I did notice, like, as a freshman, a lot of pizza every day would be thrown out. So now, as a student leader in the pizzeria, I try to always have at least like maybe one pizza, or like half a pizza, that I maybe leave for the janitors.
Mm-hmm.
As they're cleaning. So I thought that's where that excess pizza was going. And if not, most of the time students, workers will kind of come through and pick up the pizza. So I don't know if other student leaders do this, but I do try to cut down on the amount of pizza that gets thrown out. Now I'm only one guy, but
yeah.
we could definitely have more talks with students. Maybe almost since you did go to Steve Kelgren, maybe I can do something personally with the other student leaders that work the night shifts to cut down on those wastes. It's not going to be a lot, but it's going to be more than that. And I have your contact information.
Awesome.
Also.
No, thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Senator Hare.
I just like to say I appreciate the thought that you put into your presentation and the research that you did, as well as the commitment that you showed to what you're working on. And I would like to propose that Senate take this upon ourselves to address. I have a similar issue actually coming in as a freshman. I talked to the people that you talked to before even coming here, and I received similar responses. And I'm really glad that you
would you yield to our advisor?
It sounds like you're going to send it to committee.
Yeah. So make sure. I might even send it to my own committee with my mentor. I will. I don't know how to say that.
So to do so, I would entertain a charge to the committee.
I would like to charge this to Elton.
Is there a second? Senator Niagara gets the second. Is there discussion regarding charging to health and housing? Senator Hoffe.
Should this not be in the head of the
Is that a question? Order.
Okay.
Is that directed towards co-presidents?
Yes. Because I thought in the past, I know in the past student academic affairs chairs have sat. Student academic affairs chair Josh 2 years ago sat on kitchen cabinet. Yes.
Currently, I sit on kitchen cabinet. Oh, cool.
Senator Hare. Oh, yeah. Health and
housing chair.
Yeah, I know Senator Hare is on kitchen cabinet, and I know that part of health and housing is interacting with dining services, so I think this would be health and housing committee.
Is there any other discussion regarding the charge? Senator Thayer.
I can't move to change committee. I can only suggest striking it down.
That's correct.
Okay. So then on that topic, I think that a previous speaker mentioned that they couldn't push towards student and academic affairs because this is dealing more towards finance, which is more student academic affairs than actually health and housing in the kitchen and dining services, because as was mentioned by our speaker, dining services referred him up the chain. And so to circumnavigate dining services, I think we should speak directly with finance, which I think would probably student academic affairs. So I would suggest striking this down and recharging it to student academic affairs.
Senator Niagara.
I think both committees are fabulous. I've served as chair of student economic affairs, but I know that health and housing has a boatload of new senators on it who are probably just raring to get something done. So I say we just send it over there and we make something happen.
Senator Hare.
I guess I would just like to know if I think there are more than financial concerns that drive a movement to have a non-mandatory meal plan that I think would also be better addressed than just like actual
Is there any other discussion regarding the charge? Discussion regarding the charge to health and housing. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of charging health and housing with the meal plan requirement, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions, charge passes. And I would recommend that the health and housing chair stay in contact with our student today. Thank you so much for coming in. Okay. Wait. Don't leave just yet. We're returning to the speakers list regarding the meal plan requirement. Senator Hobby.
I yield.
Health and Housing Chair Barr.
I yield.
Senator Patton.
I just wanted to applaud your ambitious climb up the ladder. I wanted to fight. It's man versus bureaucracy, which isn't easy.
Yeah.
And
go again. It's a good learning experience.
Ombudsperson Henriksen.
I'd like to echo what a previous speaker said, and I would like to further state that your charge, sir, is nothing short of inspirational to the rest of us. I think the fact that you saw wrong and you decided to charge headfirst into it and try to make it right is absolutely fantastic. And I think that as a first-year student, nonetheless, you know, not, no offense to the first-year students here, you've done a fantastic thing, and I thank you.
Senator Thayer?
What's it called when you eat off of the trees in here?
Belgrazing.
Is it?
It was originally called Belgrazing 10 years ago.
I just think it needs to be mentioned before the closing meeting that that is a health concern, and I do not support that in one bit because it is a huge health risk.
Senator Nigro.
I yield.
Is there any other discussion no. Is there any other discussion regarding the meal plan requirement? Any other discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on. So thanks again, Robbie. So we'll move on to our next item on the agenda under new business, Senate mentors, and I will let the Senate speaker speak about Senate mentors.
I know a lot of people in this room are first-year senators, and although I think you've done a tremendous job, there were some talk of like being concerned at how Senate works or not really knowing people to ask questions. So I just want to take this time to say, if you at any point don't know how something in Senate works, or Gustavus as a whole, you've been around here a while, I've served in a lot of positions, and I like talking. So if you have any questions, any senator, you guys elected me to be your go-to person, so go to me.
And I think with that, if I may add, we do have a number of quote-unquote veterans in the room that I'm sure are more than willing to help you out with any form of question if you're willing to contact them. And they would love to mentor you. I'm volunteering you, veteran. I know for me and my first year, it was really helpful to get to know some veterans in Senate who helped me a lot, especially parliamentary procedure. So I would highly encourage you, if you're struggling, if you still don't know what's going on, please contact someone, because we love the dialogue that's been happening, and we'd love to see more of it. So, any other discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move on to any other new business. Any other new business? Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Ombudsperson Henriksen.
I thank the Senate Speaker for his words. They are most appreciated within this chamber. A few things, housekeeping. Ethics complaints must go through me. I am your ombudsman. I was voted in by roughly half of you. If you have an issue with my conduct, however, feel free to contact the co-president, and they will take care of me. Please, pay attention to goings-on. Things move fast, and there's no recourse to force the chair to go back. Once they've called thrice for discussion, 'tis over, my friends. My third point, does everyone have a copy of the Constitution and bylaws? Or access thereto, up and down? For those who don't, please see me ASAP. Finally, happy midterms, friends, and a successful reading break upon ye. I respectfully yield the floor at this time.
Senator Rasmussen.
Yeah, going along the housekeeping, I just hope that in the, I don't know the reasons for why today it happened, but I just hope in the future when Senate is going to be looking at a wordy document that they're hoping to pass, that it be afforded the opportunity for all the senators to read it more than just a few hours before Senate meets. Should go over the wording beforehand.
Finance Director.
Yes, can I have my finance committee just meet after the meeting real quick?
Technology Director Jensen.
Similar. If I could have the tech committee meet with me for 2 minutes after this, that'd be awesome.
Senator Nigro.
I would like to applaud everyone on a glorious meeting. These meetings sometimes feel like Sisyphus pushing a boulder. We made it to the top of the hill, my friends.
Can we just give me, or are those accurate? Or should we just get it from the students to make sure that they're like
Technology Director Jensen.
I encourage all the senators to look at the Meet Your Senators page and just verify that all the office hours and the spellings of everything are correct. So.
And then, so next Monday, we don't have a meeting because it is fall break, but the following Monday, we will be having a meeting. So you'll also be receiving emails and agenda about that meeting, but you don't need to be here next Monday, just to clarify for everyone. Also, contact your chairs of the committees. They really want to get started on work, and we would love to see the work that you're going to produce because we know it's going to be awesome. So please contact them, and they should be in contact with you too about meeting times this week and after fall break. Great. Administrative Director.
If you could all send me your committee list, that would be awesome. Like, tell me the committees that you're serving on. Just send me an email with that info. Thanks.
Are there any other announcements? Announcements?
Anyone in the Student and Academic Affairs Committee, expect an email literally within 15 minutes of this. So it's for a duel for the first meeting for this next week or the week after. So if we can get that done as quickly as possible, I would love it.
Are there any other announcements? 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 Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. Yeah!